It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hello, welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And today we're very fortunate to have joining us Cold Climate Research Center. Hopefully I didn't tongue twist that too bad. Let me double check my notes. Cold Climate Housing Research Center. I missed an H in it.
Thank you, Mindy. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun being here today.
So, Lisa, what spawned your thought on having Cold Climate come in here? We know we've known of Cold Climate, but even as realtors, we don't know exactly 100% what you all do. So it's going to be a good education, I think, for our buyers or sellers or professionals out there that listen to us.
I think my first thing is when you see utility bills climbing and people struggling to afford bills and also making some choices of where they're living, and some of the, with our inventory being low, they're moving into some properties that might need some help with the cold climate housing portion of it. You know, making houses that are 2x4, 2x6, more healthy, working better in our climate. And it just seemed like no one has had you guys on anything. And we know of you. I've been on your website. I've had the Ask the Builder area to look up topics and so forth. But I don't know if everyone uses all your resources you have up there, was my idea.
Nice.
Yeah, great. Well, we certainly have a lot of resources out there. Our YouTube channel has, I think, over 230 videos, anything from how to build an integrated truss to insulating your home, installing a septic tank, foundational work. I mean, you name it. We were doing informational YouTube videos before it was cool.
Oh.
So, yeah. So there's a ton awesome. There, and I would definitely encourage anybody to go and check that out.
And is that link from your website? They can find you from there?
Yep, absolutely. And you could even just Google it, too, on the YouTube Google.
Perfect. Yeah, easy to find.
It is very easy to find. So we're a nonprofit. We've been around for about 20 years doing building science, and we were actually a brainchild of the home builders here, the statewide home builders. And they were looking around and they were saying, you know, why are we building homes in the same way that the lower 48 is building homes? We have different climate. We have colder weather. We have wetter weather. We have changing weather. We have different ground conditions. We have different energy sources. So why are we doing this? You know, we can really do better. And as builders, they wanted to advance the building science of cold climate construction. And that's exactly what they did. So 20 years ago, they kind of put that together. It was like a pass, you know, very Alaskan, like pass the hat sort of thing around a meeting. And they started this research center here in Fairbanks. And so it's grown into a facility located on the lower campus of UAF, is what I say. We're kind of in a little nook down there. But we actually built our facility on permafrost ground just to prove that we could do it, right? It was like ground that nobody wanted to build on. And we were like, okay, we're going to do it, and we're going to use the building science that we know work to see this facility get
built. And is your facility just a 300 square foot little shop, or
Kirk's
is it
being
a
facetious?
No, the facility is a large facility. It has two labs, two high bay labs.
We're looking at the picture. I know that's helpful on the radio.
It has three floors. It has an upstairs where there's solar panels, and we actually have a rooftop gardens. We have office space and all the way down to a lower facility in the basement. But we have a ground source heat pump that heats the in-floor heating throughout
cool.
the building. We run on pellets and just a little bit of diesel fuel. So we use about a third of that building is heated through diesel fuel.
Wow.
And I think I see some solar panels, too, up there.
A little bit of solar.
Just to throw a little option in.
You know, we were doing solar before solar was cool, too. And that goes into the main GVA circuit now. And so, yeah, it is a source of energy as well.
Yeah, we just actually at our brokerage, we have one of the realtors has a geothermal house that's on the market that just hit, that they are, the whole house is operating just on geothermal pump and a pellet stove.
Wow.
And it's a almost 2,800 square foot house. So we're definitely starting to see it in the real estate world too, some of the technologies you guys are already utilizing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, I think with some of the legislation that's been coming from the federal legislation, like the IRA, homeowners are really interested in energy savings, of course, but they get that, like, there's tons of rebates that are out there for energy improvements to your home through that bill. So we're getting individuals calling the facility asking, you know, how do we, you know, add more insulation? How do we make our home a little bit tighter and more energy efficient?
And you can point them in the right direction and get
Absolutely.
Them started.
Yeah, our YouTube video is a really good,
right back to
really
YouTube.
Good place to go. Well, I brought this. We produced this booklet. It's called Health and Safety Considerations in New Construction. And we did this in conjunction with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. And what it does is it walks through site material specifics, indoor air quality, water and sewer, and then how to work with different communities around the state. So one of the things we realized as cold climate was kind of getting its grounding was rural Alaska is one of the most underserved and highly needed housing, has some of the most housing needs across the state. And as we started to work with them, we developed the sort of idea that, you know, those communities really need to drive what they want out of a home. And through that work, we've created 20 prototype homes in rural Alaska that have been created for, are developed for different environments. For instance, in Quinnahawk, we have an octagon-shaped house. And that's because in Quinnahawk, there's a lot of wind. And the snow will come up to, you know, abut the house so much that it will block windows, it'll block doors. And so with this design, the wind actually tunnels the snow around the house. And it looks like someone has shoveled around the house.
Wow.
And
that's what our house needs.
Yeah, right? So as Fairbanks starts to see more windy conditions, as you know, and as we notice different changes in what's happening in our climate, we can add that to how we're constructing our homes here, even in urban Alaska.
Well, and also it looks like there's some funding coming from the federal government. We're going to relocate two villages, hopefully, that some funding's coming through. And so maybe they're going to be able to utilize some of these prototypes when they're relocating whole villages. I can't remember off the top of my head which ones just got the funding. But that's interesting that there's different prototypes for the different types of villages and the areas they exist in.
Yeah. So we are working with a couple of different tribal corporations on, you know, a kit of part homes, essentially. And they're different whatever region you're working in, right? You like obviously the most clear difference is down in Southeast. You have a lot of rain. Up north, it's very dry. You have a lot of snow. And so those kit homes can be used in those regions, but they can look very different, you know, depending on what sort of weather or climate elements are around there.
So this doesn't sound silly, but Lisa and I watched The Amazing Race, and when they run through our the Scandinavian countries, we always look at the houses and kind of think about how that, you know, how it relates to living in the Arctic here.
And the colors.
Do you guys consort with
such bright colors?
I know,
don't
that's
they?
My point.
Yeah.
Do you guys connect with the other countries to gather information, share information, and share ideas? And
yeah, we do. We are connected to the Arctic Circle countries and exchange information with them. We've worked with Canada very closely. We just had a project with Norway. So definitely those techniques are being shared across international lines. And as much as we, as much as they learn from us, we learn from them.
Awesome.
Yeah, it seems like the subarctic countries are starting to sort of all interconnect on many different levels, on housing, on engineering, a lot of cold weather testing. It seems like we all decide, oh, we all live in the same weather. We should start talking to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Alaska makes the United States the Arctic nation. So it's really appropriate that it's right here in our state. And the techniques that we use, you know, we're actually seeing the crossover. So we could design something that is built for Arctic Alaska, extreme cold temperatures. And what we're seeing is that we can actually use that in Arizona with their extreme high temperatures.
Oh.
So that construction is starting to actually be applicable to other climates as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And you think about it with double wall construction or windows, mm-hmm. and you think about, yeah, it keeps the heat in, but it also keeps the heat out. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah, I never... We had friends that went down to Arizona, and they have a home down there. And I've never... I've always thought of turning on the heat as you're coming home. They are on their way down. They turn on their air exchangers on the way down to start cooling the house down. And I'm just like, I just never put it together. We love to keep our houses warm. All they want to do is keep their house cooler, but they're using the same exact apps on their phone to do it.
Do they start their cars too?
Yes, for air conditioning.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was so, and we were at a conference in California, and I had our rental car had an auto start, and I was just like, why is Cal? And then I put it together. Oh, it's because they turn on their air conditioner.
So dang hot.
Yeah. We liked it because it was like 100 degrees when we were there. And so Kirk was melting. So
if somebody's listening to the show and they're considering building, and maybe they haven't lived in the Arctic all their lives, or maybe they have, but what can we just talk about the different considerations that they're going to want to think about, you know, foundations, walls, just from the ground up? What would they need to consider building up here in the Arctic?
Yeah, so it really does depend on where you are and what the soils and the ground, you know, looks like. So if there's different types of foundations, you know, stick foundations, this is where my technical is going to be exposed. So you could, you know.
The pilings? Is
the pilings,
okay.
Yeah, right. You don't see that so much here because, you know, our ground isn't shifting as much. We're not really on coastal or silty lands. What you want to be careful about here is permafrost and making sure that you've like done a soil sample and have figured out what the core is. So we worked with the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, Jomo Stewart, and the troop over there to develop a military housing booklet, and they have that actually posted on their online. And
nice.
I bring that up because it really goes through everything of what you should look for when you're new to this community and you're looking for a house. You know, everything from like how warm should you keep it, and maybe you should program it so it's not as warm when you're not there and you have some energy savings.
Yeah. I've actually used that document a few times because it also talks about our values, because I get confused when I should know by now, but I remember what the floor should be compared to the wall, compared to the ceiling, and it's just all spelled out on that document. So it's really nice just to refer, oh, yeah, R15, or you know, it just, I don't have to Google 18,000 things trying to answer a question real quick. So I found it really helpful. I use it even though I'm not military and new to the market, but it's just a nice document to have on hand.
Yeah, it really, they did a fabulous job, and we worked with them again this year just to refresh it. And in the middle of it is this beautiful diagram, and it's a cutaway of a house. And so it does exactly what you're talking about, Lisa. It takes, like, you know, the roof, and it points to the roof, and it says what to look for in the roof and what sort of R factor you should be getting and what sort of insulation we would recommend, how much snow load is, you know, is available to, you know, that roof could hold, the windows, how thick they need to be, how much energy that would save, and so on and so forth.
But the first thing is to find some dirt and find some good dirt, or find out how to deal with the dirt that you're getting. And it's not that you can't build, like to your point of your facility, you can build on permafrost. You just need to know how to do it and what you're doing. I think when we get back, Lisa, from this break, we should talk about the rest of the construction too. Because and we had somebody from 3T in here, and we didn't know that they did soil testing, and so that was good to know. And so we let him talk a little bit about soil testing. And so there's people
and
that,
the importance
that,
of soil testing.
Yeah, and there's people actually out there that do soil testing. So
and it's
yeah,
not that scary and not that hard.
Yeah, and even in the hills, I mean, stuff's melting, and whether we like it or not, it's stuff's melting, and you can still find permafrost in the hills. You can find
ice lenses.
Learned
all about those.
You can find groundwater in the hills. So when we come back, let's talk more on that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, and don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back to Alaska Realty Today, and we're going to continue our discussion about cold climate housing.
Again, Mindy, thanks for coming on. And I think we want to continue on with people that are listening to the show. Hey, we're going to think about building. What do we do? What kind of considerations do we need to give? And when we left for the break, we were talking about dirt. So, yeah, you got to find a place to build the house. So, my takeaways are: don't be afraid of permafrost. You can build on permafrost. You need to know what you're doing. And so, you guys have a lot of the availability on, you said, YouTube, and they can call you, but preferably they probably go online and look at your YouTube stuff.
And there's a lot of resources on their website directly too, because there's a lot of topics that the Ask a Builder, they leave the stories up, so you can just click those specific articles. I shouldn't say stories, articles.
Yeah.
But even if you are buying in the hills, we talked about it. I mean, stuff's melting, Lisa, and we've seen it. We've seen it by where we live. There's so much more runoff now than there used to be, a lot more groundwater, it seems like. And so you just need to pay attention and don't just assume that just if I'm not buying in what looks like permafrost, that there's no permafrost. So
permafrost exists more places than just where you see the Charlie Brown black spruce trees. Permafrost can be in multiple areas because it used to be before if you saw the Charlie Brown Christmas trees, you knew it was permafrost. But it can, I found, can be a lot of different places.
Whether you're going to invest $100,000 or $1 million, I mean, it seems like a soils test would be a great idea to figure out what you're into. And I'm assuming they're going to give you guidance or your builder is going to give you guidance and say shouldn't just test the what you think is the best area or the worst area. You need to go poke some holes around the other spots than where you think you're going to build, because who knows, you might expand, you might put a garage later.
Well, and also you have to consider you need to get septic systems in the same piece of property, mm-hmm. and they like to be on happy soil also, which we've found out recently.
So
yeah, you know, one thing that we've run into with some of these techniques is how do we get this out into the market in a way that homeowners or home builders can actually adopt, right? And so many times when you have somebody who is aware enough that they know that they need a soil test and they're aware enough that they know that the soil and the land is changing, that they want to talk to somebody about that, so many contractors are like, that's a little bit outside of our range. You know, we don't really do that. And so we've worked really closely with the home builder. So they have these techniques and they are adopting it in their own building. And that's been really successful.
Amen.
But you know, yes, to see somebody, you know, who's new here, or even to somebody who's been here for a while, they just don't know what questions to ask, right?
Well, and I think I'm not born and raised here, but I've been here almost 20 years now, and I can see the changes even in the last 10 years that previously we didn't run into in real estate. So, I mean, just because of the snow loads over the winter have definitely changed, and they're affecting homes because some of the homes are older in our market, and we're seeing some ground changes that we didn't see 10 years ago. And it's just a fact of life, and everyone needs to get educated and know what and not be scared of it and ask questions, and everyone work together to figure all this out.
And I remember we had, I think it was a local housing authority bought some land. They brought a contractor out the next year to clear it off and start, you know, working on. They said, no, we won't build on this because it's not stable ground, or there's permafrost. And so you're out of luck. And the housing authority's like, what?
They didn't do any soil testing before they closed on the land.
It was old information, or maybe an old test. I don't know, but it's something not to mess around. It was in the hills, an established, you know, 70s neighborhood. And just, again, it doesn't mean that you're good to go. So yeah, do your homework. What's next? Okay, so let's say I'm so glad you said the builders are getting a little more comfortable with, hey, you know, they're not engineers and not soil testers per se, but they're out. They're not afraid to say, hey, let's explore it. Let's find out what we're doing. Let's get more knowledgeable about it. Let's maybe learn building techniques.
And the energy systems too, you know, the solar, the heat pumps, the insulation, you know, the ARF value. All of those have to do with really an emerging technology, which is just building science and doing it just a little bit better. And a question we get a lot is, well, doesn't that make it more expensive? And the question back is, well, do you want to spend it on your house, or do you want to spend it on your energy bills, right? And really, in the long run, you end up saving money by adopting these into your construction.
And the thermal pumps are so intriguing. We have friends that actually own rental units that are on thermal pump technology. And it seems like we've sort of, Alaska, and this is just my not fully knowledgeable opinion, Canada really grabbed on to heat pumps early on, and they've really, like,
thermal.
Thermal heap.
Or geothermal.
Okay. The fancy terms. But, I mean, they're building entire subdivisions on the systems, and it would be great to see more of that up here because it's a really fascinating science behind it. And
yeah, it's doable so up exciting. Here. Yeah, it's so exciting.
When we were doing West Point way back in the early 2000s, middle 2000s, and they're on all steel pilings, by the way, over by Wood River. The builder that we were working with back then was paired up with a company out of Canada, and all their, you know, their subdivisions were on geothermal, and I think, and I always thought, hey, you had to be, and I'm not smart at all.
We're
with geothermal.
Not experts.
Do you have to be next to a water source? Do you have to be near water? Do you have to be near a slough? So to get geothermal to work, I don't know. But it's just really interesting that that's a normal concept in Canada, and we're not really doing anything with it here. So how do people get educated if they want to think about that as a way to heat their house?
So we've mentioned the website, and we've mentioned the YouTube video. We also team up with AHFC, so the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation has some great resources, and even GVEA, and we put on classes throughout the year that are solar, that are heat pumps, and they're given by people who are experts in the field.
Nice.
But they're for people like you and me, right? It's like, we're not going to school for science. We're not researching or writing white papers on the newest, latest, best energy, whatever, right? Yeah. We just want to figure out how to build a house and be comfortable and not spend our entire paycheck on heating it, right?
So we do
classes like that throughout the year that we do. And then We like I said, we pair up with different partners, housing authorities, Fedco is another good partner, AHFC, and Tribal Health.
So cool.
Yeah, we've had Alaska Housing come on and talk about a few of the programs they offer for actually financing some of the things you're talking about, because that can offset some of your costs. And you've already spoken of there are rebates available for, maybe it is an upfront more expensive cost, but if you source some of these things, you might be able to offset it from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys talk about the rebates? Can you tell us anything about the energy rebates? Where do they go? Where do they research it? What are the rebates?
It's packaged in a gigantic bill that came from, I've seen the bill. It's huge.
It is huge, and there's a...
It's a big, long name,
People
too.
In Fairbanks are thrifty, and if they think that they can save some money to go make their house more efficient, they're more inclined to go do it if they're going to get some money back. So.
When reaching out to Alaska Housing is always a good thing, because they're really attuned into what programs are out there and what rebates are out there and directing specific things, because I know it's... Some of them are very specific, so you need to know exactly what you want to do and match it to what. It's not as simple as here you're building in the Arctic, here's a check. It's a whole process, and like some, I've seen ones that were for solar. I've seen some stuff that's for the, I'm going to call it a heat pump again, but geothermal heat pump. I've seen some there, and I think there was, and then we of course the energy exchanging for some of the getting us off as much oil and wood burning things is out there, but I'm.
Well, it's been a while since we've had Alaska
maybe
Housing
on. Maybe
we
should bring someone on that talks about this.
We had Maude on about 6 months ago, so maybe we bring her back and we can do a little bit of a deep dive on that.
Yeah, you know, that bill is so recent and it's so comprehensive that there are agencies that are looking into it and digesting it. And I'm not sure anybody really has a great grasp on what's in there yet, other than... There's weatherization rebates, there's energy upgrade rebates. So we know that. And then now it's like, okay, how do we access it? Through the Department of Energy? Is it through HFC? I believe the legislature will have a little bit to do with that in this upcoming session. So,
and I believe some of it hasn't even been assigned who is going to be releasing the funds.
Yeah.
At our sales meeting office, we brought in an HVAC heating systems owner and specialist, and he actually works in Fairbanks and Anchorage, and so he knew a lot about the bill because he does some of the geothermal technology, and he did some other energy saving exchange things on the boilers, and so he knew about that part of the bill. But the bill is gigantic.
So
I mean, it's dealing with cars and trucks and houses.
So maybe we'll give it a little time, and then maybe Mindy will be amicable to coming back, and maybe we'll have Maude on the same show, and maybe we'll bring Jomo in at the same time and have a kind of a roundtable discussion.
Oh, that'd be fun.
See what everybody knows and kind of update each other on what they found out over the last month.
And surprisingly enough, we weren't able to build a house in the Arctic in 30 minutes, and we made it as far as the foundation and the soil. So I think we're going to have you back on, which is known to happen with us when we get talking. But if you have any specific questions, YouTube channel for sure. Tons of videos you can find. Their direct website, which Kirk has up, is, I can't remember.
CCHRC.org?
Yep, that's it. And we have a team of experts at the facility that are eager to talk to anybody that wants to engage. And so I personally answer every email or send it to somebody, you know, who does the research and knows how to build something. If you give us a ring, we can always return the call and have a good call.
And also you can find upcoming classes on one of the tabs. So if they want to do the in-person or Zoom classes, I'm not sure at which point you are. They're listed what classes are coming up and what specialists they're going to be and topics they're going to be covering. So you can find that there. And I think it has a tab so you can even register for the classes right there that are coming up.
Yep.
And
we
come
haven't
see you
released
guys.
our spring series yet, but we will soon. And if there are any, you know, suggestions, let us know.
Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us, and
yeah,
hopefully we can have you back again so we can finish our discussion.
Sign me up.
We started at the soil and didn't get too far after that. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Go enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.